Welcome to Voices from the Frontline segment of the 4 o'clock Public Affairs Hour. You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. I'm Damon Azali Rojas, and I'm with my co-host Tammy Bang Lu. Today we're going to begin the show with a commentary by Eric Mann on the MTA's recent proposal to more than double the regular monthly bus pass prices and more than triple the senior, disabled, and student pass prices. Then we're going to be focusing on the upcoming 2007 U.S. Social Forum to take place from June 27th to July 1st in Atlanta, Georgia. We're going to be speaking with Cindy Weissner from the Miami Worker Center and Colin Raja from the National Network for Immigrant and Refugee Rights. Both are national organizers for the U.S. Social Forum. And for our final segment, we'll be going to continue the fight to free the Panther Eight. Eight former Black Panther members are being held in relationship to a 35-year-old crime. 35-year-old accusation of a crime of a killing of a police officer in San Francisco. We were going to be speaking to Lawrence Reyes and Michael Novick from the Unity Mission to Free the Panther 8 and speak about the current state of their campaign and an event that they're having tomorrow. So we'll be right back with Eric Mann. Welcome back to Voices from the Front Lines on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles. On the phone we have Eric Mann. Eric, welcome to the show.
Hey, Damon. Hi, Tammy.
Hey.
So, go for it, brother.
Well, KPFK listeners, rise up. Rise out of your seat. Rise out of your, pull your car over to the side of the road. Start marching. Call 213-387-2800. It's not the worst abuse that's going on in the world. There's the war in Iraq. There's the threat of global warming. There is the locking up of prisoners. There's putting immigrants on gang databases. But it's part of the whole move to the right where it's almost hard to figure out how to be an effective organizer or activist. But the MTA is moving to dramatically increase bus fares. That in itself should get you up in arms and out of your bus. But more importantly, this is part of an effort to literally destroy public transportation in Los Angeles, to bring down the holocaust of global warming on all of us in a city that could actually be reducing its greenhouse gases, to drive the poor onto the street, drive the poor onto sneaking on the bus and getting arrested, drive the poor to buying a gas-guzzling car and continuing to carbon emissions. There's a strange disconnect among a lot of environmentalists of the Al Gore variety who say the sky is falling and then say, buy a Prius. Or the sky is falling and then drive a little bit less. Or the sky is falling and maybe if you shut your lights out at night a little early. If the sky is falling and if the icebergs are breaking off Antarctica, and if in fact as the LA Times said this weekend that there may be billions of deaths created by global warming, and they said it'll be the poorest of the poor, not just the poorest nations, but the poorest of the poor in every nation. So we have to stop global warming. We have to stop transit racism. Let me tell you what's going on, and let me tell you what you can do about it. Let's start with the immediate story. The MTA, if not stopped, is going to vote sometime in June of this year with a present proposal to move the cash fare on the bus from $1.25 and keeping it at $1.25 in July and then moving it to $2 by January 1st, 2009. Then the token, which we fought for, it's $1.10 as a discount, $1.25 by July, $2 by 1109. What does that mean? There are no more tokens by 1109. Everybody pays $2. Okay, well, you'll get away with it. You'll get a $3 day pass, and you won't have to pay that $2 each time. Well, not really. They're going to get rid of the $3 day pass, and by 7107, they plan to move it to $5. By 1109, they plan to move it to $8. Well, think about it. If you ride the bus 30 days a month and the fare is $8 a day, then you're now paying $240 a month. I didn't say for rent. I said for bus. owl service, which is one of the things we want, used to be 75 cents today, off peak, it'll move to $1.25, and then it'll move to, you got it, $2. So the point is, everything is $2. And then everything is $8, and then here's this. So you say, well, I'll get around this by my monthly bus pass. I'll just pay $52 a month. But you know by now that's not going to happen. They plan to move the monthly bus pass by July to $75 a month, $23 more a month per person. And then by 1/109 to $120. Family of five using the bus, that's $600 a month, not for rent, for the bus. The student pass, $20 now, $45 in July, $72 in 1/109. Senior and disabled, $12 now, $37.50, and that's $60. Okay, you get it. Now, what's behind this story? We know that the MTA knows that the working poor, who are the majority of people in L.A., certainly the majority of bus riders, cannot afford this. But the core of the story is that the MTA is a cruel and unusual government agency. It sees itself as a transit-oriented development agency. It sees itself as the agent of the corporate class. Its goal is to take your public money, half-cent prop sales tax, prop A, and another half-cent sales tax, prop C, to build rail lines. Now, a lot of people who don't ride public transit are what I call studied stupidity. They just keep saying, well, I don't get this argument about rail. But the people who use public transportation get it completely. But let me make the argument nonetheless. If Los Angeles was a tiny, tiny island like New York City, Manhattan, and if Los Angeles had a ton of money and they wanted to run a set of grids of subways below ground in L.A., we would still be opposed to it, but it would not be as crazy. Why would we be opposed to it? The first reason is if you just had the subway below ground, then all the above ground, and if you cancel the bus system, then all the above ground surface streets would be filled with cars. And except for the poorest of the poor who would ride the subway, people in L.A. would still ride their cars, leading to global warming, leading to childhood asthma. So we're against subway, period, on the grounds that it sort of cedes the public terrain to the car. Our proposal is a combination of mass transportation and restriction on the auto. So we have a proposal for doubling the MTA bus fleet from 2,500 to 5,000. Stopping all rail altogether, because you can't afford rail. You can't both build bus and build rail. Having bus-only lanes would mean that as you're driving down the street in your car, a bus shoots down ahead of you in a perfectly protected lane, gets there faster, and even if you're the so-called choice rider, and you're enamored of your car and the privacy that that offers you, over time, with some support, you will move over to the bus. If that doesn't work, no, sit down, folks, because we're going to go after your greatest liberty, which is to drive a single-passenger automobile. Eventually, we're going to have bus-only lanes, but also auto-free zones, auto-free rush hours, and auto-free days. What that means is that we have to get these cars off the road so that even if people want to get serious satellite radio and sit in their car while the buses go by them and idle and run stuff into the atmosphere, there's a point at which it has to be prohibited. Because if global warming is as imminent as the UN said, and I think a lot of you know the story about how the scientists were censored by the politicians, especially in the West, to even show the extent of the danger of global warming. So if, in fact, it's as serious as the scientists said, we have to restrict the auto and we have to dramatically expand public transportation. Now, right now, our greatest movement is among the poor. A lot of the low-income bus riders, the security guards, the janitors have come up to us and said, I can barely afford $52 a month, can't afford $75 a month. But now this involves the fight with the mayor of Los Angeles, Antonio Free Ride, Antonio Teflon Villaraigosa, because the mayor, who should know better and did know better, is behind these fare increases. He may not be behind the full $120, but he has 4 votes on the MTA board. He was once an environmental mayor. He's now an anti-environmental mayor. He was once for the poor. He's now working against the poor. So his proposal, I don't know if you know about his dream proposal of a red line to the sea, a subway from right in front of our office on Western and Wilshire to that very far away exotic place called Fairfax in Wilshire. 3 miles, $1.5 billion. If you're going to build this for $1.5 billion, and you claim you have $100 million shortfall in the budget, then you understand why they have to raise the fare to $75 and then to $120. The poor are going to pay for the subway for the rich. Now, let's end with what we can do about it. We actually think we can win this. The first thing is we think the mayor is conflicted. To talk to you real, I think that these numbers were set up to scare the hell out of us, and then they're going to try to come down as if we're going to be so thrilled. You know, well, I said $120, it only may be $100. I said $75, it might only be $65. Well, that's very clever, except for one thing. Working class families don't have $10 more per person per month, $40 per family per month. Our position is we want the fare to go down from $52 to $42. You know what happened if the fare went down? Ridership would go up. You know what's going to happen if the fare goes up? Ridership is going to go down. They predict for every dollar that the fare goes up, that the ridership will go down about 0.5%. If it goes up 10%, which is $57, you'll lose at least 5 or 6% of the bus riders. 5 or 6% of the bus riders is 25,000 to 35,000 bus riders just for a $5 raise. And I think it's going to be more than that. So here's what we need you to do. We're going to go and have vigils at the mayor's house at a certain point. Already there's talk about a fare strike if the MTA passes this, but we don't want them to pass this. We are already working with lawyers to potentially sue the MTA on both civil rights grounds and on environmental grounds, but we don't want them to do this. So the question is not what are you going to do after they do it. The question is what are we going to do before they do it. Gloria Molina has a vote on the MTA board. If you know her, call us at 213-387-2800. We want to get you involved. Do you know Antonio Villaraigosa, high school friend, work with him? Are you in a union? Did you ever vote for Antonio Villaraigosa and want to challenge him to get the fare down to $42 a month? If you do, call us at 213-387-2800. We have lawn signs that are going to say, Mayor Villaraigosa, stop transit racism. Refuse the MTA's fare hike. And we could put it on your lawns. They're really cool. They're in Spanish and in English. We just have about 1,000 of them coming in. If you'd like to put up the lawn signs and make your neighborhood into no on the fare hike, call 213-387-2800. What about philanthropists against the fare hike? If you're a philanthropist, you can call us at 213-387-2800. It's $5,000 to join. Please write a check. And then you can join philanthropists against the fare hike. If you're doctors against the fare hike, black people against the fare hike, Latinos against the fare hike, youth against the fare hike, call us up, 213-387-2800. And finally, the world, I'm one of the most optimistic people I know, and I really am, but the world is getting kind of depressing. It's depressing in the sense that the social movements don't have the power to reverse a lot of things. For reasons I will come back, you know, next week and comment even more on, this campaign can win. One, because the mayor does have somewhat of a conscience, even if that conscience is being overridden by his own hubris, his own corporate ambitions, his own desire to be governor, vice president, and president, he still has a soul that can be reached. He also has 4 votes, which he controls. If we can get the mayor and Gloria Molina to vote no on this, there is no fare hike. If we get the mayor's 4 votes plus Zev, there is no fare hike. Zev Yaroslavsky. The mayor plus Yvonne Brathwaite-Burke, there is no fare hike. So this is a winnable fight, and the movement needs a winnable fight. You'll have to come to a public hearing in June on a Saturday, which will be great. We want to get 500-600 people. Then you're going to have to come back on a weekday and take whatever takes time off school or work and testify. We have to make this one of the largest mass movements in L.A., because if we want to help the prisoners, if we want to help the war in Iraq, all the other things that we care about, maybe this could be a test case victory for the movement. 213-387-2800. Remember, if you don't call, you don't care. If you don't call, you don't count. Things are going to happen over your dead body unless you get involved. 213-387-2800. Thanks to Voices from the Frontlines, and I'll talk to you next week.
That was Eric Mann on Voices from the Frontlines. We'll be right back with Cindy Weisner and Colin Raja on the U.S. Social Forum.